And if you have one with you today, if you turn with us over to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, we'll be brief in the preaching today. I know the Lord is stirring in our hearts, and I'm grateful for that. I appreciate this family come by and just plug into ministry and help us on our way home. I'm grateful we got a place we can go to church today where smoke's not a boiling out the doors and lights is a flashing, and I'm glad it ain't a bunch of banging and knocking going on, but I'm glad we can gather together and worship our God this morning in spirit and in truth. For me, I'm going to take the old paths. I've been walking in them too long, and they've proven to me where they lead for me in my life. And I thank the Lord that we've got a God that's interested in worship this morning. He says He seeks such as those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see our young people come around the altar and pray. It's good to see the older people come around the altar and pray. I want to say I appreciate young families here today having these babies in the house of God. I preach in several places where there are no babies. And in about 10 or 15 years, they're going to be out of business. So I commend you for bringing your children. And thank God we've got a place to go to church this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, I want to read in two verses today. Hebrews 11, verse number 15 and 16. Of Hebrews 11, verse 15 and 16. The Bible said, "And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city." Lord, we bless You today and thank You for the time together. Thank You that our hearts have been stirred today. Help us now in the preaching of the Word of God. If it be one here lost today, I pray, oh God, You'd deal with their hearts and help them and save them by grace that we ask You. I pray You'd touch our lives and help the discouraged and the wayward today. I thank You for this family that's come to sing. And God, as I pray they'd be back here tonight, that You'd continue to use them in this place and help us today. In Christ's name, I ask You, amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing honoring the reading of the Word of God. Now you'll notice the Bible said, now they desire a better country. I know we live in the greatest country that has ever been established. But I sure am glad that this country is not my home. I'm glad there is a better country to go to today. And I want to preach on that better country. Now you'll notice, first of all, I'm just going to preach out of verse 16. I want you to look in this powerful verse. He said, "But now they desire a better country." I want to say that there the Bible teaches us there's been a decision made for the better country. Now, He did not say that all of those desire a better country, not the whole world, but they. I'm glad that is the saved by grace today. And I want to ask you, have you made a decision? Have you got your ticket to go to this better country? You see, He said, "For they desire. I'm glad this morning that I'm saved by grace through faith. And I ask you today, have you made that eternal decision for the Lord Jesus Christ, that you too may go and live in this better country? Now this decision, I want to say it is made by faith. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 20. He said, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. We've seen about those 10 commandments 3 Sundays ago and how that God instructed the children of Israel to teach their children to live by those commandments. I want to say if we all live by those commandments that God left us to live by, it would be a lot cleaner and better place to be living. But here the writer tells us that the deeds of the law, there is no flesh would be justified. In other words, there's nothing wrong with the law. But what's wrong is we all can't keep every letter of the law, even though we want to. So the Bible tells us that in verse 21, now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. And I'm glad of that this morning. Whether you be black, you be white, whether you be poor, you be rich, there are no difference in the eyes of God. God loves sinners. I'm glad He sent His Son that we could all be saved this morning. Now He says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there's no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption or that ransom price, and that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation or an appeasement or a satisfaction through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just. And listen, young people, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. You see, this better country, He said they desire a better country. So that lets me know there's been a decision made to go to the better country. It is a decision by faith. But turn to the right in your Bible in Romans 5. It is a decision by favor. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith. And here it is, the favor, into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. He said in verse 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly, the just for the unjust, the lovable for the unlovable. God showed us favor and sent His Son. For scarcely would a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But verse 8 of Romans 5, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood.
Somebody said, well, you can't build a church still preaching on the blood. You can't build a church with Baptists outside on the sign. Well, honey, I'm going to say I ain't taking near one of them off the sign this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm Baptist by choice. But thank God I'm born again by the blood of the darling Lamb of God that John seen him yonder across the river and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Young people, the blood of Jesus will wash you clean today. And the blood of Jesus is the only way any of us are going to a better country. And I sure am glad today that I've made a decision for this better country. It is a decision by faith. It is a decision by favor. But I'm glad it is a decision by fact. I'm not hoping so, I know so. In Romans 6, chapter number 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. I'm glad that I've made a decision for the better country. I'm glad one day the Spirit of God dealt with my heart by the Word of God, and I received Christ by faith, which I made a decision. Have you ever made a decision to follow Christ? And I want to say that that decision is by faith. That decision is by favor. God has allowed it, but that decision is by fact. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become anew. If you're saved this morning, you ought to act like you're saved. You ought to live like you're saved. We can't do what we used to, because there's somebody lives in us that accuses us. And, oh, He approves us when we do our sin and convicts us and lets us know that we're one of His children. If you can live a life in sin and it not bother you, I would look to see if the Holy Ghost lived in my life or not. I sure am glad this morning that there is a better country. Now, there's been a decision. But look, if you would, back in that text verse into Hebrews 11. Not only a decision for a better country, but I sure am glad there is a desire for the better country. But now they desire a better country. It's something since I got saved. My desires has changed. Somebody said, and it's so true, young people, hold on. The older you get, the more that you will see that your priorities change. And it's so true, even with Christ. They said, now, they've made a decision, and now they have a desire to go to a better country. I want to say I sure am glad I've got a desire to be with God this morning. Now, I want to say I enjoy life. There are some days I want to go to heaven more than others. But I want to say this today. I've got a desire in my heart for a better country, which is a heavenly city. And so, it is a heavenly desire. But I've noticed it is also a healthy desire. When you get saved and you get heaven on your mind, it'll help you walk through this world. It'll help you get through this world better, because the pathway to heaven, it is a healthy path. Thank God I'm not out in the life of sin, but I've stayed on the old highway. And I'm glad that those paths lead to a better life this morning. Hey, some of you say, well, it's no fun being a Christian. Well, it's real healthy being a Christian, and it's real fun too. Amen. I'm going to tell you, stay on the path with God, for it is a happy place, it's a healthy place, and it is a heavenly place this morning. Folks in the nightclubs last night thought they was having the time of their life. They woke up this morning with a big headache and broke. But I'm glad we got up this morning with a desire for a better country. It makes a big difference today. And Paul is writing, in my opinion, in the book of Hebrews on that fact, this better country. There is a decision for the better country. Have you made a decision for Christ? Let me ask you something. Maybe you've been here a while. You're real attentive at church. You may have even been baptized and belong to the church or another church. But I want to ask you this. Has there ever been a time that God has dealt with you individually? Dealt with you about your sin and condition, and at that time you turned your heart toward Him with a decision? I sure am glad that in 1981 I made an eternal decision and my life changed by the good grace of God. You see, this better country, there's a decision, there's a desire, but notice if you would, there's a declaration. He said, where God is not ashamed to be called their God. There's been some days that I've wondered, God, are you ashamed of me? But I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that loves all His children today. And He says, I'm going to make a declaration to everybody in the building by the Word of God. He said, I'm not ashamed to be called your God. I'm glad our God's not hiding in a corner and embarrassed about us. You say, well, preacher, what is God doing? He's running and reigning just as He sees fit, and nobody's took His place today. And I sure am, there's a God that's sitting in heaven that declares that He's not ashamed to be called their God. Matter of fact, it'd do you good sometimes say, thank you, Lord. You know, we as Baptists, we come to church, and sometimes a lot of Baptists love that they love to be so mechanical, and they think, well, somebody's going to label you something if you raise your hands. Let me tell you something. I've got more Bible to show you to be loud in church than to be quiet in church. I've got more Bible to show you where it's biblical to raise your hands instead of not raise your hands. And God says He's not ashamed to be called our God, and we ought to thank Him every time we come in this place and say, thank you, God, that you're not ashamed to be called my God. You see, there is a better country. There's a decision for this better country. There's a desire for the better country. There's a declaration for the better country. But lastly, Michelle, I wish you'd just come play something for me. It's more like to ask somebody a question. There's the design of the better country. You say, preacher, why do you say that? Look what he says. He says, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. For He hath prepared for them a city. I want to say the design of this better country, it is a fixed place. God has a place for me and you. Aren't you glad when we are saved and we die, it's not goodbye. It's we'll see you soon. Matter of fact, many of us are getting older. I want to ask you something today. Brother Jerry Doss called me this morning. It was about 9:15 when he called, and this is what he said. Pastor, they just found my nephew dead this morning, 20-something years old. Young people, there's no doubt yesterday this young man thought that he would probably have a pretty long life. Young people, we don't know when the Lord is going to call our number. But what we can know is, are we ready to meet Him when He calls us? And that's the most important thing in your life, is that you'll be prepared for eternity.
What kind of preacher would I be to get up here and tell you that there's not a heaven to gain or a hell to shun? If you're going to heaven, you're going there by God's Son. That's the only way any of us are going this morning. Simply because He showed us favor by His Son. And therefore, we can respond to God and be saved. Are you saved? Because heaven is a fixed place. God knows exactly what He's doing this morning. Heaven is a favored place. I'm glad I'm going to the city where there are no more sorrows, no more heartaches, no more farewells, no more goodbyes. Everything in the city today is wonderful. And I'm glad when God calls me, I'm going to the city. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if we're saved. Have you ever been saved? Just as a country preacher, I want to ask you today, are you ready to meet God? If not, you can be by faith this morning. I wonder today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. I wonder today. Can you go back in the depths of your heart and say, Lord, I've trusted You. Lord, I'm counting on You. Nothing else but simply Jesus Christ. Jesus said this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Me, is what Jesus said. Have you ever trusted Jesus as your Savior? I wonder, would you come this morning? Heaven is a fixed place. Heaven is a favored place, but I want to tell you, heaven is a final place. I'm glad God has a place for us. A better country. This morning is Miss Sherry Place. Would there be one who want to step out in an old-fashioned altar? Come bow your knee to Christ and ask God to save you today. Your church membership won't get you to the better country. Your wealth, your works, but simply grace through faith can get you going there this morning. Wonder, would you trust Him by faith today? Anybody take that eternal step this morning? I'll meet you and pray with you at an old-fashioned altar. There'll be many pray with you. And then you say, well, Brother Ken, what will others think? It wouldn't matter to me what others thought. I would do what the Spirit of God was pulling in my heart to do this morning. Would you respond to Him by faith today? Because He loves you. And He cares for you. Would you come? Right now as we play, would you come? The Lord would save you today if you trust Him. But you'll have to respond. Would you come today? Sir, would you? Ma'am, would you?